With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas custody have been released, handed over by Hamas to the Red Cross in Gaza. The BBC's Sebastian Usher in Jerusalem says the terrorists displayed four black coffins and blamed Israel's prime minister.
There was a caricature of Mr. Netanyahu with blood and accusing him of being the murderer of these four hostages. That clearly is something that will cause greater anger and distaste in Israel than even what we've seen so far in the previous handovers, where Israelis were disgusted by what they saw as a propaganda event staged by Hamas.
Ranging in age from 9 months to 83 years, the remains included a mother and her two young children. Growing animosity between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The latter accusing Mr. Trump of buying into Russian propaganda and says the Trump team should be more truthful. President Trump calls Zelensky a dictator who wants to keep the gravy train going.
And the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle.
Forged by leftists or left-wing extremists, but that does not appear to be based on any verifiable fact. In an online statement, the fire department wrote, quote, "The Philadelphia Fire Department extinguished the flames after arriving on scene. There were no injuries due to the fast response from the fire department and the vehicle's occupants. The cause of the fire is unknown, but no foul play is suspected at this time." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal authorities have busted a criminal ring breaking into the homes of prominent pro athletes. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the seven men from Chile were members of a South American group that burglarized homes of NFL and NBA stars. This is SRN News. About 5,000 Christian communicators gather in Dallas next week for the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference. Among the activities they'll encounter while they're on site, blood drive sponsored by MDA, Israel's Emergency Medical Service. Allison Gardy is Director of External Relations for American Friends of MDA.
We love NRB and we'll never forget the Christian leaders who stepped up after October 7, 2023, donating not only funds but also ambulances to replace the ones destroyed by Hamas. As a natural extension, we felt that having a blood drive at the NRB conference for the benefit of the people of Dallas made a lot of sense.
Gardy adds that Dallas area residents don't have to be registered at the NRB in order to join the blood drive. Walk-ins are welcome to take part at the Gaylord Texan Hotel, site of the National Religious Broadcasters 2025 gathering. This is SRN News. Markets were mixed for most of the day, but ended higher with the S&P 500 index setting yet another record. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Damian Troisi, reporting from New York.
Stocks edged higher in a day of mostly quiet trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% after setting an all-time high the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.1%. Tesla was one of the strongest forces lifting the market. A rally for analog devices also helped push the S&P 500 higher. They helped offset a sharp drop for Celanese after the chemical company warned of weakness in some of its markets. Toll Brothers fell after the home builder reported a weaker profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Treasury yields eased a bit. Damian Troisi, New York.
More people are trying to bring eggs across the U.S.-Mexico border due to the bird flu outbreak. More details at srnnews.com.